Hi, my name's Sean Shaler. That's my friend Chris Ford, a.k.a. the Objective Geek of YouTube and Blue Ski fame. And the first time in a few weeks that, A, we've done an episode, and B, we've done one without Geo. We're temporarily done with Attack on Titan. Who knows if we'll come back to talk about the other... It sounds like there's various spinoffs I'll never watch, but it sounds like they're there. No.
I mean, there's just like one-off extra stuff you can watch. Well, no one calls them spinoffs. They're just like extra material you can, like a couple episodes here and there.
I've already committed to these movies, these like 120-minute One Piece movies that Geo discovered, that there's like, One Piece fans and Geo, that there's like two movies that he didn't know existed from the late 20-teens. That essentially encapsulate like the first 30 episodes or something like that of One Piece. So
you can just watch those instead.
Yeah, but 30 is not a whole lot, but you know, it's
that's true.
120 minutes, 240 minutes divided by 20, 12 episodes. Okay, so they cut it down to, you know, like a third. Cut down to 40%. So yeah, I've already committed to watch two other movies. We'll see how that goes. I'm not worried. I enjoy One Piece. I just don't enjoy the Luffy voice actor or the time commitment. But when I watch it, I'm not sad. But anyway, maybe Gio will be back next week to talk about Korra. He's almost done with Korra. In the meantime, we're going to re-record an episode that we did record. And then I assume that I did some operator error nonsense in the middle, just muted for a big chunk of it. That's the unimportant elements in the middle, any of the boring one. Everybody cares about the bottom and the top. So we're going to re-rank bending and sub-bending. But first, before we get to that, Chris, how you doing? How you been? It's been a couple weeks.
Doing fine. Every now and then, I feel like I don't know what I'm doing at work. But that's fine also. what else was about? Oh, I watched, for some reason, I watched two movies that are really popular for the first time. I watched Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark for the first time. I've never seen it before.
Okay.
Until then, the only Indiana Jones movies I've watched is Crystal Skull. And honestly, I don't get the hype about Indiana Jones. I mean, it was solid. 7.5 out of 10. Then I watched a couple nights ago Terminator, the first Terminator film.
Oh, okay.
Liked that a lot. Thought that was great. Before this, the only Terminator movies I've watched were T3 and Terminator Salvation. And so I don't know what's this thing with me that I will have seen the crappiest versions apparently of some of those franchises or low points without seeing the beginning and high points. I'm just like, all right, this movie's out. I'll go see it without
the age at which those movies hit, right? Like, did you see the Star Wars prequels before you saw the actual Star Wars just because of age?
I did go, the prequel stuff.
I think I had watched the original trilogy at some point, right? But not like in an intentional way. Like, it was just another set of movies on the shelf. When the prequels came out as a big deal, the first one, even though they were not my favorite, but they were popular. They were everywhere. So, of course, I did.
Yeah, when the... I watched them here and there if they're on TV. I watched the episode one when it came out. Loved episode one. Holy crap. Like, man, I remember in fifth grade, just had one thing. Those, were they Dr. Pepper cans? Or Pepsi cans?
I can't remember, but I know exactly what you're talking. I think there are Dr. Pepper cans with pod racers on them, and they looked great. They looked great.
Yes. Yes. Loved. And then, like, after that, like, just, I remember just picking up, I remember being a kid and with other kids, just picking up sticks and pretending like they're lightsabers, because those lightsaber fights were so cool. And then, before episode 2 came out, I rented, somehow, either my mom or someone rented it for me. But I did watch all the Star Wars films and thought they were whatever. Which even now, I think they're whatever, except for Empire Strikes Back.
I think that before I saw the movies,
I'm now just laughing at everyone jumping on me.
Oh, that was so great. It was so good. You're like Star Wars or Star Trek, and there's a murmur, right? A happy murmur. No, not even happy, but like a murmur. Like people are talking, and then you're like Star Trek, and then the room just explodes. Oh, it's glorious. It's glorious.
You, now the Star Wars is overrated.
You're wrong. You're wrong, but it is glorious.
And then, and then I continue. I was trying to keep moving forward, but then I kept thinking like, oh, no. Let me. And then I do see John in the back. John just like, stop.
The one of us who has the most like stake in that comparison is back there trying to cut you out. Before I saw the movies, I got like Hot Wheels. It might even be Hot Wheels or Matchbox branded. And they're pod racers, but they had like interchangeable pieces kind of. It was like three parts. So you'd pick a front, a middle, a back. And I loved it. And that's what made me want to see the movies. And then in the movie, I didn't even really like the pod racing scene, but I still like the idea of pod racers. And there's pod racer video game that's good. Yeah. And then I got to be honest, that Darth Maul. The Darth Maul fight scenes, like those are just really cool choreographed. They're great. But T1, love T1. Chris, T2, love it even more. Watch T2 someday.
I heard T2 was great. I went out of my way to get Paramount Plus 7-day trial just so I can watch it.
I don't view either you or I as like a special effects snob. I feel like you and I both be the type of people who will, like, you know, credit for trying, I guess. Happy to suspend disbelief. But special effects people go, like, insane for what they did in T1 and especially T2, like little model semi that actually did explode, but, like, is a little RC model semi, just hyper-realistic detail, like, things like that. They go insane for T2 for the time. So good for those people, I guess, but... Keep your eye.
There's some really bad CGI in T1, but also I'm just like, I don't care. Like, the thing is, visually, James Cameron is he's a great subtle storyteller, and just in the way that like the Terminator first looks all human, and just slowly and slowly and slowly he's losing that humanity, and by the end of it, he's just a machine. Like you can have crappy, I don't know, art, but still make it in a way that you're like, okay, I see the artistry here, I see what they're trying to do, and it still looks appeasing in most moments.
He's great at framing scenes too, which I'm going to assume in the 1980s had to be one of the biggest tools in your arsenal because it was the 1980s. But he's great at framing scenes. So, yeah, tell me what you think of T2 when you get to that. I'm curious.
I'm excited for it. I've only heard good things.
Chris, we took Gio on vacation. It was great. We overate. And I don't think I'm a beach person in general, right? Like, I just want to relax on my vacation, bottom line, wherever that is. But we went on vacation. It was cool. And then we got home. And I'm about to the end of my parental leave. Heather and I staggered our leaves. So naturally, for some reason, I got re-addicted to the Yu-Gi-Oh card game on the Nintendo Switch, and I've almost 100%ed it. What a very bland vanilla card game or video game built around a decent card game. Brings me back to the good old days, but I digress. Let's rank some.
I like how you went on vacation during your paternal leave. That's like when I had my first child, and I took off like 2 weeks after my wife took off 2 weeks. My mother-in-law wanted to watch my daughter for one day, or whatever, and I was like, yeah, sure, go ahead, watch. And so I went to the movies. And then, like, on Facebook, I wrote, like, my review of The Amazing Spider-Man. Wait, that would have been Spider-Man 2. Amazing Spider-Man 2, probably. Because then Mo was like, Chris, aren't you supposed to be on parental leave and you go into the movies? And so I was like, no, I was I mean, I was, but also I wasn't.
I mean, I don't think they're allowed to care. No, I listen. So Heather doesn't even get leave per se. Hers is a different kind of like long-term illness bank or whatever. Like, she's been saving up a long time. Her parents have been waiting for like a decade for a kid to watch. And yeah, he was like 9 weeks old. So he spent six whole days with Grandma and Grandpa Hoskins, and everybody was delightful. He's a super easy baby though, too. Like, they'll never listen to this. They probably think they did an amazing job. Like, oh, he's so happy and good all the time. I was like, no, he just is, but all right. You did a normal job with a great baby. That's what you did. No, I think everybody had a great time. And so, yeah, it's good. I'm ready to get back to work just for like schedule. Like, ready to be on a normal schedule.
Not to prolong this. I only been to the beach once, but I enjoy the most just sitting at the edge of the beach and just letting the waves come towards me and leave. Like, I could just sit there like all day.
I don't like the scent of most of the beaches I've gone to, just that like sea watery scent. And I'm I'm like an olfactory sensitive person. And so that's one. And it's always windy. I don't really love wind. But like, if I can relax there, which is a beach, I can, I enjoy it. It's, I don't need a beach to relax. All I need, I know I live in Kansas. It's weird. I think just like, you always see people just like relaxing on a beach, on like a calm beach and playing. I've never been to a beach where it feels like waves just weren't really choppy and the wind wasn't heavy. I don't know if I'm going to the wrong beaches or what, but whatever. Like I said, I like to relax, and I'm not bad at relaxing most places. If I have a chair and access to food, I'm probably fine. Anyway, yeah, let's rank some sub-bending or bending / sub-bending elements. There are 19 of these. I figure we'll spend a smidge more time on the bottom, just because that's funnier, and a smidge more time on the top, because that's more important. And if there's a place, not that we'll go fast through any of it, but if there's a place where we'll spend a little less time, it's probably in the middle-ish section. But we'll just go back and forth, or snake draft. Yep. Style.
Yep.
Okay. I'll go first. Why not? Chris, my number 19 is sand. And I think I even argued, be on a list, sand is just tiny pieces of earth. That's stupid. That's not even a sub-bending. That's dumb. And also, is it good anywhere else? And I think the answer is no. They're not creating sand, Chris. It's not like lava bending where they're turning a rock into lava and then bending. It's like, nope. It's just sand that's already there. Not fond of sand bending. 19.
I agree with that assessment. Sand is my 19.
Yep.
It's funny. It's been such a long time since we... It's been probably at least 3, maybe 4 months since we recorded that episode.
I bet it was before Christmas.
I don't remember our actual conversations about it, which is good. It makes re-recording
Man, when I screw up, we got to put episodes off longer again. It works.
Yeah. Because sometimes we record like the next week. No, sometimes we're like halfway through recording something and you're like, oh, I messed up. And then we kind of regurgitate whatever. So anyway.
And then it's hard because you don't remember what things you said in between and what you actually said on. And then we repeat a joke. It's never funny.
Yeah.
19 cents sucks. Something else. Cent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chris, go ahead with 18.
My number 18 is spirit bending. Not to be spirit bending in the sense of like, you know, the only two spirit benders we see is Korra and Unalaq. Like, that they can bend the wheels of spirits. I don't know. That's not that cool. I mean, I guess someone can make it cool, but it's one of the least appeasing, things, elements to me.
Chris, just as we were talking a few minutes ago, when you told me what episode we were actually doing and not the one that I thought, and I went through and I looked at this list, And something you said last time must have impacted me because I moved Spirit Bending down to 18. And so whatever you said last time stuck with me. It's one of those that sounds cool, like face value. It's like, I'm Spirit Bending. It's like, oh, that's awesome. What do you do? And then they explain it. And you're like, oh, okay, good, cool, all right. Yeah. And so that's my 18 as well. And Chris, I'm going to tell you that I was waffling 18, like, again, just a few minutes ago when you told me which one we were doing. And I was just rearranging things lightly, nothing serious. But my 17 is truth seeing, and I was waffling back and forth there. I do like truth seeing in that you're not literally seeing what people are thinking, because most of the time I don't want to know that. But I think it would be problematic for me to always just, like, somebody's walking by talking to their friend, oh, that person's lying. I think that would just make me uncomfortable all the time. And I don't have a whole lot of use. You know, I trust people, and usually I'm in places where if they're being dishonest, it's probably hurting them more than me, or it's just my trust, or I don't know. So I don't have a lot of use for truth seeing. That's why it's my 17. I waffled 17, 18.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. My 17 is, wait, 17, yes, my 17 is, man, this is actually, Seismic Sense. It's one Seismic Sense.
This was our first big one last time, too, I think that we.
Yeah. Seismic Sense isn't, like, I think people overhype Seismic Sense. People think of Seismic Sense as having, like, almost precognition, and it's not. It's just, like, being able to see on a different level, being able to see the vibrations of physical objects.
I've always thought of it as sonar for your feet, right? It even takes time for it to travel. It's not instantaneous. There is a latency to it. So definitely not pre.
Yeah. So yeah, Seismic Sense.
I do see the utility. Well, we'll talk when I get to it.
Oh, 16. I'm gone. 16. I like this element. I like this sub element. But it's really not. It's probably going to be lower. It's not that useful. Spirit projection. We see spirit projection really only from Jenora. And yeah. Like in my head at first, I was going to think maybe it's. You know what I was thinking about ability could be is like someone's spirit projects someone else. Like the way I always misremember this, but did Yang Qin kill her sister through something like that?
How did she kill her sister? There was a physical manifestation of something.
Yeah. I'm always iffy on that for some reason. Because I know I completely misread it the first time.
It was not that it was bad writing at all. That's not what I'm trying, but it wasn't super intuitively clear. Like, I had to reread it specifically, and it clearly didn't stick.
But it might not have been spirit projection. Either way, Janora's the only one to use spirit projection, which is like, hey, it's great for reconnaissance, and that's it.
I think. Yeah, replacing the telephone, which they don't have, so I guess it's a fine replacement. Chris, I put it. Are we in 16? That's where it is for me too.
Oh, nice.
I just being hard on like the non-tangible bending styles, I guess too. I can't see a pragmatic day-to-day use for it. That's all it is. I tend to base things like how much would I use this, and the answer is not very much. So that's my 16. Chris, 15, this is, in my mind, is the first place where we had a big difference. Because 15...
Are you about to say lightning?
No, I'm about to say ice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I find ice bending less useful than just regular water bending. Not just because it's sub-element. I see more... Maybe it's because I hate cold. Maybe I'm a racist, but for cold, for temperatures. Specifically hate certain temperatures.
Don't put ice climbers on Smash Bros.
They're so complicated to get good with, Chris. They are complicated. Also, that game, that NES game, isn't even good. It's not a good game. But No, I
thought that was wild there where, like, Smash was just like, let's just bring in random characters. Mr. Game & Watch. Rob. And, like, no one's like, oh, crap, they brought in.
Finally, Rob. I gotta be honest, Rob in that game is more fun than either of Rob's Nintendo games, and I don't think that's close either. Those are bad games. Like,
the thing that gives Rob, the only thing that people like about Rob is they remind him of J5. Wait, J5? The robot? Remember the movie Robot? I think it was J5. Johnny 5?
No, I'm not familiar. Johnny
5? It's a story about a robot that looks... What was that movie called? It was a story about, like, a scientist. He created this robot that was, like... I mean, he wasn't, like, AI, but he was... He wasn't AI, but he had feelings and thought. Like, J5! And
I'm just ChatGPT. I was, like, looking for the movie Short Circuit.
Short Circuit.
A robot known as Number 5 and later Johnny 5.
Johnny 5, okay. Yeah.
I didn't find that myself, though. I had to just ChatGPT that and hope. Yeah, he does. He looks pretty Rob. Pretty Rob-like. I would like to point out that the NES's better game with Rob is called Gyromite, and it's 10 times more fun if you just use two controllers instead of the robot. That most likely wouldn't work anyway. So anyway, ice bending, I don't see as much practical use for it as regular water bending or as the other bending elements above it. And also, I don't like to be places where ice is. I don't want to be there. Like, I'm like, oh, well, Sean, he could build a house out of ice. Like, yeah, but I'm not going to live there. What the hell? That's stupid. Anyway, I think that's 15, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. Yeah, that's my 15.
All right. My 15 is truth seeing. I also don't care. Like, one thing I don't. People think they want to know the truth about things.
Nope. That's like one of those deal with the devil, careful what you wish for.
Like, be careful of what you ask people. They might give you the answer that you didn't want. All right.
100%.
Number 14 is, for me, healing. While healing is great, it's a great element, it's very useful, probably one of the most useful elements that we could use in modern times. I don't know. It's just, like, healing's always, like, the boring thing. Like, you don't want to be the... Like, if you're on, like, a D&D campaign, do you want to be the healer?
No, I always want to be something that deals damage. But that being said, I probably need to broaden my horizons. Oh, well, but it has to be melee damage. Just something that deals damage in general.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I've got that. You just convinced me I got it too high. No, it's too late. It's already there. Chris, my 14. Wait, no, you're 14. I'm sorry. You go ahead. Right?
Oh, no. 14 was healing for me.
14 is healing for you. For me, it's lava. See ice above. There's not a whole lot of places. The things that I like about lava bending, I think, are more tied to just regular earth bending, which is just the idea of being able to control the temperature of the element that you're bending, like making it hotter or colder. In my little rock house that I'll build as an earthbender, it's like, oh, I don't need HVAC. This is a hot rock over here. And now it's cold rock, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I like best about lava bending, and I don't really consider that part of it. So lava is my 14. And so 13, I think me.
Mm-hmm.
You could talk me out of this, I think, but I think lightning bending, it's so cool. Where I'm going to get stuck working in a power plant for the rest of my days. That's the regular use for lightning bending, is providing energy to the world, which sounds great until you have to be the guy that's replaced the hamster wheel.
That's pretty low for one of the most OP ones. That's like the quickest element. It's like the fastest. It's literally the fastest element while still being deadly.
It was tough.
It's okay. It's all right. That's That's your prerogative.
I think this next, there's like a theme to my next four, and they're all pretty interchangeable, but we'll get there when we get there. All right, you're 13.
My 13, body reconstruction. If you don't know what that is the earthbending technique that lets you live, I guess, as long as you want to live. And no, I don't. Immortality sucks. Every time I see something, it's like, oh, would you rather... I don't know what it was. I saw something stupid the other day that was like, would you rather live to, would you rather make, I don't know, $1 million, but live to $1 million a year, but live to 80, or $50,000 a year and live to whatever. I'm like, no, I want to die at 80.
It is great.
I mean, I don't want to die at 80, but that's the goal.
If you get to 80 and you were pretty comfortable there at the end with the money, you're like, all right.
I saw this random clip of this old lady. She looked probably 80 something, and like her grandchild, maybe it was the great grandchild, and she was like rocking them, and like it was like 4 year old or something. And like, grandma, how old are you? And she was like, oh, I'm 84. He was like, wow, that's really old. You're about to die. And then she was like, and then the mom was like, Sam, don't say that. And she was like, I hope so.
It ain't it was like,
it's like after a while, dude, like you gotta be like, you're only here not even of your own will. You're just, I mean, Lord's willing, I make it to 80. A good 80.
Like still it sounds really realistic,
but not cruel, but sad. Yeah, very sad. The other day, I was thinking to myself, what age do I absolutely need to live to? Like, I was like, all right, I need to live to at least my youngest is 22.
Okay.
So that's in like 17 years.
Just
so I need to live
like
to at least...
real adulthood. Like they hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because like, all right, I need to live to 54. I have to live to at least 54. I want to live longer, of course.
Sure.
But.
But you got to start with a respectable goal, and then you've got a, you know, a reach goal. It's like, hey, maybe you see your youngest get married. Maybe that's 25. You know, make it a 57 if you can.
Yeah, like right now, like my kids will be a wreck. My wife will be a wreck, and they'll still be a wreck if I was 54. But they'll be a more manageable wreck.
Yeah, but they'll get to have a nice toast to you at their wedding. You know how touching.
Yeah.
Silver. Sorry. Desensitized to death in this house, unfortunately, for better
That's
or
true,
worse.
You guys. Me, I think about something too long, and I like start to tear up. I'm like, dang it, Chris, you're thinking about this too hard.
We every once in a while, Heather will tell like a touching one. But like, oh, that's right. But most of the time, she's just like, hey, today's person, and she'll just tell stories about their life, just like whatever story their family told or whatever. Just yeah. So cavalier. And it's like, yeah, it's a shame they're dead. And then you'll hear those words come out of your mouth and be like, wow, that was so, so casual about a real person that was like right there, you know. Anyway, I don't remember where I was. Right. You're 12, maybe?
My number 12, yes. My number 12 is, this is the first, there needs to be a name for, I guess the name is just Element. Yeah, okay. This is the first Element that I have on my list. It's just water. I am not a big... The only time I feel like I'm a waterbender inside is when I'm swimming. And I'm just like, oh yeah, feel the water. But other than that, no. I don't. There's drowning. There's like, oh, okay, throw water at people. That doesn't seem... Honestly, it could probably be lower on my list. But I don't want to live to forever. And so... So yeah, number 12, water.
I got number 12, and even as I read this, I don't have a good excuse for, like, it and lightning, but combustion bending, like, same concept, super cool, where's the practical use? I don't know why I put lightning below it. I feel like I could come up with more inventive uses for lightning bending, but, you know, tomato, tomato, awesome, mostly combative, I would say. That's my 12.
Yeah.
11. I did energy bending, and I put it higher than the other two. Still kind of same concepts, but I put it higher than the other two. It's I got probably overthinking this one a little bit. It's like I can at least envision some creative uses for this. Like, oh, this is a bad person. I want him to be alive, but I don't want him to be able to hurt people anymore because he's a violent criminal. So I'm going to energy bend him. No, I struggle with energy bending, but I feel like there are unexplored creative avenues, and I would want to explore them.
It's funny. Energy bending is one of those, it's a sub-element, but it's almost like two elements in one. Because there's the energy bending of taking away another person's bending, and then there's the energy bending that Korra does of, like, becoming in... actual using the energy, her own energy within, to become a giant and also shoot laser beams at people.
That to me, the kaiju energy bending sounds more fun. If we're going with dangerous fun bendings, that's a good reason to put that higher than combustion or lightning.
Yeah,
that's my 11, I think.
All right, my 11, another element, earth. Yeah, I don't know, something about earth just doesn't, isn't that. Out of all,
I take active offense to this. Active offense.
Out of the four elements, no, I would rather. Man, would I rather been if I had to choose between earth and water? What I would rather have earth. Yeah,
wait,
I would rather.
Are you actively trying to hurt me right now? Love
earth. I would definitely rather have earth. That's not. Yeah, that's not saying like everything else above that. I find cooler and would. Rather have.
I love earthbending. Yeah. I'm an earthbender to my bones. I'm an earthbender.
I am such an airbender to my, like, every day. I'm like, man, something just reminds me, like, I'm such a freaking airbender. Like, just the other day, I was like walking. What was I doing? Oh, something I was reminded, just, you know, when you're driving a car, I remember as a kid rolling down the windows, you know, you just put your hand outside and just let it go. And also you can kind of control, if you cuff your hand a certain way, you can control how the air comes in. Mm-hmm. You can feel it, how it hits your face differently. Like, that's the closest you come to feeling like an airbender. Like, it's like, it feels so at ease. And I just, man, I used to like climb trees just to sit up there and feel the breeze. I could just sit. Yeah, I'm such an air. Anyway, we're not talking about air right now.
Yeah, I'll talk about it next. No, that's not true. That's too harsh. I'm sorry. I take that.
My number 10 is lava. I like lava bending, like, a lot. Think it's cool. It is one of the most, like, harmful bending. Because you can't hit. You're putting hot lava on someone. That is burning, and that is close to death.
That sucks.
Not
for you, for that person.
But it's a cool, element. Also, creating, like, I like how they create discs and stuff. It's not, yeah, it's cool element, as in hot.
My number 10 of the ones that I consider kind of wildly dangerous, my favorite is bloodbending. In terms of just, like, if I was going to be evil, I think bloodbending would be the path that I would go. And maybe not outwardly, maybe it'd just be more like Amon subtly, like. You know, I think we had that discussion before of, is he really good at martial arts, or is he just giving himself the slight unnoticed advantage? It'd be stuff like that. That'd be the type of bloodbender I would want to be. Not outwardly cruel, just like screwing with people. No, but I'd still use my evil power to fight bad guys specifically, you know? Bloodbending of the dangerous ones. That's my go-to. Number 9. I have seismic sense, not precognition, but I do like the idea of, I'm such a nervous guy. It'd be nice to close my eyes in public and not have to worry about, like, who's by me, who's around me, why, where, how close.
That, you know, what's dumb for me is that I would like to just close my eyes, but keep going. But it sounds like almost offensive to blind people. Like, oh, taking it for granted.
Did these guys just ask to be blind? No.
These guys are a-holes. You will have to close. Glad you got the option to close your eyes. but like, I'll be walking. You want. Just... I'll be. Now I'm thinking of a Stevie Wonder joke. I know. Sorry. Dr. Dre was on like a Kevin Hart podcast, and Dr. Dre was talking about how working with Stevie Wonder is. And Dr. Dre was like, in this mother effort, like, who call you up at 3 o'clock in the morning? And then Dr. Dre was like, just because you can't see the time don't mean I'm gonna be up. And it's like Kevin Hart. And then Hart was like, Dre, what the fuck?
Oh, and it just
cracked. It like broke the interview. Kevin Hart couldn't go for a while.
I would have done the same thing. You know, we were talking about like astral projection earlier being good for reconnaissance. Like, all right, how nice would it be to like stand on one side of a wall or a door or whatever and just kind of know what's going in the other side of things? It's middle of the road, right? I don't want to overhype it, but I like it. That's my 9.
Yeah. That's a good point. So I had seismic sense nets slightly below spirit projection at 16 and 17. But that's a good point. I'll probably switch it in hindsight because
I especially think
while you can creative, be reconnaissance.
I think a creative guy such as yourself would also find fun or helpful uses for seismic sense. I just haven't thought of I don't see with spirit projection.
Yeah.
I think spirit projection would only be fun if you wanted to screw with people. Like, if you wanted to haunt somebody's house or something, like, okay, I guess.
Or I guess you can go flying. If you want to experience with flying, it's like, not that Jenora does that, but she floats all the time, so I'm guessing she can fly.
But she doesn't make it. Do you get the sensation of flying, or do you just, is it just your...
That is true.
Your internal...
Probably not.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, seismic sense.
My number 9. Your number 10 is bloodbending. My number 9 is bloodbending. I would love it because you can control people, and that's cool. But also,
such an airbender. Also, Chris, be cool to control people with their blood.
Well, thing is, I don't think of it as like you're controlling the blood. You're just controlling their body. That being able to just like imagine. For some reason, Tara using bloodbending is more scary than just like Jean Grey using telepathy to raise somebody.
Fair enough. Maybe it's just the connotation of like bloodbending. You know, it just didn't sound good.
Yeah. But also, you can end fights pretty quickly. Just cut circulation real quickly to the brain. They're unconscious.
Like a good de-escalator, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, let's all take a minute to take a nap, and we'll revisit this when we wake up.
Yeah. All right, my number 8 is energy bending. This is mostly just from love of, like, Dragon Ball Z and stuff. And being it has nothing to do with being able to take bending away. All to do with being able to... shoot energy projectiles and blast and stuff. It's just like Dragon Ball Z almost superhero things.
Kaiju style. Nice. What do we got? 8? 8. I did healing water. I mostly thought of this one as like I'd probably mostly use it on other people. Open up a little clinic, you know, and just hey, you got some water? No, that's cool. I got it. Here you go. Hope you feel better. See you at least. Would not be the most exciting. But I don't know. I could get into it probably. I could patch Adams a little bit. That's my 8. 7. I don't mean any offense by this, but Chris Air is my least favorite of the 4 regular elements. I don't...
Least favorite, huh?
It is my least favorite. I don't know what I would do. I'd mostly use it to be like Goofy Aang stuff. Not.
But think about riding on a glider.
That's why I put the other one the related one higher.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, right? That's I won't spoil it. That's why I put that one higher, because, yeah, that sounds awesome, but just airbending, I don't know, I'd probably use it to do goofy stuff mostly. I'm sure I would, again, its creative possibilities are there, but, And I also just don't really embody the whole airbending spirit. Like, if people saw me, like, running along walls agilely or something, like that doesn't fit Sean's motif whatsoever. He should be tripping and falling and stuff.
It's funny, I often think about, like, what element my kids are, and then see, my daughter's probably, I don't know, she's a teenager now, she's more stubborn.
It's probably,
but I think probably air, that's unrelated. My oldest son, he's air, like, he's more of an airhead, like, he can be just off by himself in his own world, untethered to whatever else is going on. And then my youngest, he brought more of a fire to earth.
Got some spice to him.
Yeah. He got some aggression in there. But he's not as aggressive and angry as he used to be.
Pretty phases, you know.
Yeah. I mean, he's not a baby. He's about to turn five. Holy crap, he's about to turn five.
That's wild. Yeah. And then Kinsey's to have a teenager write one thing today, another thing tomorrow.
She's definitely not a waterbender. I know that. Like, when it goes swimming or something, like, I got water in my eye. Like, just wipe it off. Use your hands and wipe it off. Quit being a baby. Tell this to all my kids. Oh, I need a towel. Just close your eyes and wipe the water away. It's not that hard.
Chalk me up for putting Kinsey as a firebender. I'll go fire her. What number?
No, I'll have to ask her.
Yeah. Hey, we are all on... Let her decide. Let her tell the sorting hat.
I think so. Oh, was it my turn?
I just did air, and that was my 1, 2, 3, 4. That was my 7. So, yeah, okay. So you're 7.
Yeah. All right, my number 7 is ice. So many cool people who have ice powers. Like, specifically, there are more cool people who have ice powers than just water powers. Frozone, Elsa, Sub-Zero, Bobby Drake, the Iceman. Who else? Some black people don't. I'm looking at a picture of black superheroes. It's not a real superpower that black people have. Lightning is. who else has ice powers? There's a superhero named Ice. Ice is so cool, though. Like, just Sub-Zero alone. And the way he uses ice powers is cool. Also, I used to, when I created, I used to make superheroes when I was a little kid. I had a superhero named Freezer, who, of course, had ice powers, who was just a blatant ripoff of Sub-Zero. I don't even know who's not. I mean, what? Nothing's original.
No, everything. Well, and if he is a superhero and he is a ripoff of Sub-Zero, it's like, oh, well, he was a counterpoint.
Yeah. And then you got Mr. Freeze, Killer Frost. Yeah, Ice is such a cool Icicle Jr. Another Flash villain, Captain Cold. Ice is a cool freaking superpower, and it's great.
I think we both have mixed feelings on the movie Frozen. But if I was going to go ice, I'd go like Elsa Ice. I'd like nuts. I'd buy into it, you know, own it, go crazy. That's the route I'd take.
I don't care for the movie Frozen.
I don't either. That's why mixed feelings made, for me. Like, I get it, but I don't.
I only like it because it made me some bonuses.
True. It moved some products.
I remember planning that shoe, the athletic one, the girls Velcro athletic light up, and I remember at our floor plan. No, that's not what they call it. Floor planning.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Line review.
Not floor plan.
Anyway, line review. I want to say maybe floor plan. But
line review vice president. It's been too long. Yeah.
She was like. I remember the VP was like, protect that, Elsa. I was like, I got it. I'm trying to average 36 parries per store. and I got to do it in like a 3 velocity. Was it 3 or 4? Probably 4. Because, yeah. You know, you want like a 10% sell off every week. Yeah. Because, but to put it in perspective, the average shoe has about probably 13 pairs per store. Somewhere around there, depending on the shoe.
Almost all of my memories from my time were just, it was all that Barbados stuff. Like, all right, we need huge sizes and our ports, or what are the distribution centers? No, what's the other thing called? Can't hold any. The other in between place can't hold anything at all. And also the huge sizes, there's like one per box. We need 8 per box. You can't ship them all the other sizes. I don't need those sizes. It's like, what am I supposed to do? It's figure it out. No, nobody said figure it out. Everybody's just like, do your best. Like, okay. Can I get cases of size 13 only, please? Anyway. Long time ago.
I think my
year 6th.
Yeah, my 6th. Air. Look, I know it's kind of weird for me to only put it.
I think that's just, you know, being the best versus being the one that you vibe the most with. That's,
yeah, true.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, love airbending. It is, I think my list is probably comprised of what my favorites are and also what is probably the most best seen in the show, and just a cross reference of other different criteria. But in the show, airbending, just airbending, is kind of the weakest. Probably definitely the weakest. But man, just airbending itself, I think it's cool. Being very agile, it feels like the element that is the most tied with the person's personality or spirituality. And yeah, air is cool.
That's one of the questions that Gio asks, is like, so they're bending, well, and at this point he was like being a jerk to be funny. He was like, what are they bending in air? Is it specific? Are they just bending oxygen, nitrogen? You know, what are they? And I was like, I don't know. Ask Chris. He's probably got it figured out somewhere. He's got beautiful mind chart with atomic shit on it and some white board in his house.
I would guess it's just oxygen, honestly.
And then you can move whatever
particles is around it, depending on how big.
Yeah, you're bumping it along. Oxygen is the easiest one, or isn't? Which one's like 80% of the atmosphere? Is that oxygen? I was thinking it was a different one.
Hydrogen.
Is it carbon? Percentages. How much of our atmosphere? It's probably a stupid. Like somebody's out there yelling at us right now. Is oxygen. 20%. Oh, it's some nitrogen, like gaseous nitrogen, is 78%. So maybe it's nitrogen.
Oh, okay.
In its gaseous form. Anyway, that's another question he asked. I had no idea. It's like, you gotta take these questions to ChatGPT or something, Gio. You're killing me here. My number 6 is I went selfish. Is body reconstruction. Chris, hear me out. Immortality sucks, but I want my X years to be good. And then when I decide, it's time to go, like, all right, I'll pull the plug.
Huge decline.
Yeah, it's like, well, and I'm like, Chris, I gotta be honest.
Like, we've never seen this before. This 82-year-old was a perfect fit of health, and he just completely crapped the bed at 83. Organ failures everywhere.
Well, and when I said pull the plug, Chris, I might deconstruct that bad boy when I'm ready to go. It's like, you know what? I did my last thing. I want to go out my way. I'm going to help it along a little bit. You know, I don't know.
Have I ever told you about the hypothetical health pill that I would come up with? Like, I would pose this question to people in health insurance, because I work in health insurance. Of like, all right, if there was a pill that you could take that will heal all of your, it will just heal everything in you, right? No, you won't get any diseases, anything. You know, you might get occasional cold or something like that. One thing, because your body needs anyway, you won't get any diseases, but at 80, it automatically kills you. Oh, like,
yeah, I'd take it.
Yeah, I'd absolutely. Yeah.
No question.
And people are like, well, yeah, well, when I turn, like, right before I turn 80, I can go out and do whatever. I can jump off a building.
I think it becomes a more interesting question is after that you start asking a year younger, right? Find where people's line is. Given current state of the economy and projected retirement ages, like, man, anything lower than 75, I'd say no. But 75 and up, I'd say, yeah, give me the pill. Let's go. Let's have 75 good ones.
Yeah. The average, I don't think none of my grandparents lived past 75. No, I don't think any of them lived past 7.
I had a grandma scratch 81 or 2.
I do have a great grandma who lived to 100. But yeah, the rest probably had like very bad health issues that I don't think I would replicate because I have better insurance and better technology and better everything. I mean, I'm not taking care of myself great right now, but
sure. You say as you're an uncomfortable ice cream pain.
It's more season, darn it.
Anyway, body reconstruction. Chris, just remember, it's not a curse. It's a choice. It would be a tough choice. Let's not belittle that.
That is true. Yeah.
But it is.
It is one of those things that people are like, oh, I will like Wolverine's power. Like, no, Wolverine can't die. Can't.
No, that is like, a curse.
He is. Yeah.
That is an actual curse. And then when he starts to die, God, Logan, I don't know if I appreciate Logan enough in its time. Like, what a horrible thing when it starts to happen. And you've lived all these centuries, and now it's slow and agonizing and awful. And what a good movie. My number five is water. I like water. I'm a big Maslow's hierarchy of fundamental needs guy, or whatever the name of that triangle is. And water's pretty foundational in that pyramid. I think you could use water in some fun ways. I envision making, I don't even know how to say it. What am I trying to get at? I envision like, oh, I need to cut something. It's like, all right, well, I just spin up a little water blade and cut through something. Like, I don't know why I envision these stupid little things like that for water in particular. But I use a lot of water in my day-to-day life, and I think I'd find some fun and some practical. But, you know, still number five below several other more interesting ones.
All right, my number five is combustion bending. It's one of the most powerful elements, noted by just there being three of them controlled on the one person could throw off the balance of the whole world, apparently. Which, I mean, I bought. It's not that I didn't buy that then. I bought it because one thing, it was like a new thing. It was like, how the heck do you stop this thing that's like a thunder, sounds like a thunderclap, and it's interesting because there was like, yeah,
I loved that they were carrying the box to like the what do you call it, the bait and switch or whatever, like when they were carrying the box on purpose, the crate.
Yeah,
that's great.
One of these days I gotta re-listen to the Yang Chen novels. I don't think I've revisited them at all since. No, I haven't. I've ran through the Kyoshin novels like at least twice, maybe three times. The Nezuroku novel doesn't come out until October, and it's like whatever. I'm not looking forward.
Yeah,
it sounds good. It's like, I already know the. How much more do you want to tell me? And also, the last one didn't knock my socks off either.
Nope.
So.
Nope. I liked a few ideas therein. And that's what I'm going to say about that. Yeah. I've probably done the first Kyoshi novel three times and the second one two times. Like, because I read it once, right? And then when the second one came, I reread the first one right before and then one audiobook since. But
I'm mad at my daughter. She still hasn't finished it yet. And she'll never finish it. thing is, she hasn't even gotten to the good part of the book yet. Like, I'm still like, so what was the book about? She's like, Kyoshi might be the avatar. I'm like, what is Kyoshi's goal, main goal in the book? She's like, to protect you, I guess.
Does she like to read? Oh, so or is she...
No, she's not a big. Okay. She likes to read manga.
Okay.
If it was a manga, she'll read that in a week.
Chip off the old block, then. All right.
Yeah, that's true.
Reading words is hard, man. I'm not good at it either.
I mean, that other thing is like, it's a skill that you pick up to take the words and then envision it in your brain and happening as it's happening, which is why you gotta start reading early. I mean, I don't mind you. Actually, my daughter started reading really early.
Well, and if you're easily distractible, and I know I am, I think it's not that I'm not imaginative. I have a pretty good ability to picture things as I'm reading, but I'm so distractible that I gotta be in like a literal noise-proof safe to read a book.
Yeah.
I think we're on your
four.
Okay.
Yes. My number four is fire. Fire is like, to me, fire is like probably the most superhero-ish power. You know, I just went through a whole litany of ice users, but fire, so many fire. Like, fire just feels like, I don't know, it just feels like the most natural fighting element.
Like, what am I trying to say? It's like, it's not supernatural, but it feels like it. Like, just fire by itself.
Yeah. Yeah, just fire. Yeah. Something's cool about fire. Like, being able to throw a fireball. I get that, like, it's a dangerous element. Like, the show somehow skirts around people getting hit with fireballs being fine. Mm-hmm.
They brush it off like nothing. In fact, some of them whip it away with their gliders like it's a baseball.
I have a theory that, well, for for firebenders, like, right, so like they don't burn their hands are never burned, but I have a theory that like there is a invisible force of chi around that doesn't harm you from your own fire, at least in your hands in certain extremities. But yeah,
there's a phenomenon. No, I kind of like where you're headed. There's a phenomenon that, like, Chris, you know, when you're standing still, and then you start moving your arms, and your arm, and it feels colder. And what it is like something to do with the surface area of your skin, and the air around it is more likely to be not moving. So it's like, oh, that's the same temperature everywhere, but it feels colder. It's like, no, because the air right by your skin is closer to the temperature of your body, and then you're moving it around or whatever. It's like, yeah, so it's a little chi force around their hands. And
you know what I didn't realize? You know how you go like, that's hot breath, right? Like, it's cold. Like,
why? Why
it's
is
just
that?
It's because the speed of the air, like the faster it goes, for some reason, is colder,
the more it causes more agitation, so it's cold. Okay, yeah,
maybe. Oh yeah, and maybe it's not necessarily colder, but it's colder against the surface area of your skin.
Okay.
Yeah,
whereas hot, you're just getting the temperature of the inside.
Yeah,
inside temp. That's weird.
Yeah. The more you know.
Hashtag science.
Four is fire.
My four is flight. I probably don't like it quite as much as most people, but I hate traffic. I don't like waiting in line. Anything I could avoid with flight, I would abuse it for the stupidest thing. People be like, Sean, why are you flying two houses down? Because it's faster than walking, stupid. What do you think? Like, everything, I would abuse it. It could be one of maybe the top two or three most, like, I can see myself using it every single day. Absolutely.
You would have to know how high you're going, because you might run into a plane. So like there's like certain 10,000 below, probably. Yeah, 10,000 feet. Yeah, that's probably safe.
In my head, I know flight, we think of Zaheer like flying away, and he's going with some speed, and I get that speed as part of it, and I want that. But I also like think when I say flight as a bending, like a complete control of myself in the air. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like a Transformers robot, like the ability to hover up there and shift and maneuver, like not just flying in a straight line, right? But complete control of myself in the air. And I think that would be awesome. So that's my four.
Yeah.
My three is fire. All the things you just said, cool, pragmatic, use it to create energy, use it to not create energy, use it to, you know, practical uses, use it to cook my steaks exactly the temperature that I want my steaks.
Oh,
use it. It's big. It's big to me. I think.
What type of grill do you have?
Okay, I have a propane grill, but I am not a believer in grilling. I'm a cast iron guy, Chris. I think cast iron produces some of the best flavors in cooking. That's weird, but that's...
I just each summer I'm like, all right, I'm gonna buy a grill this year. Like for the past 3 years, and this year I'm like, I'm gonna do it. I don't want charcoal because I'm gonna be terrible at trying to maintain the right heat and stuff. No, screw that. And so like it would have to be. It had to be propane, but I listen to pellet, and you know, that's like electrical, but crisp fire. But also I'm like, I don't know if I want to spend that much money on it. Like how committed am I to this?
I would vouch for pellet because I think if you grill and you're opposed to what I'm about to say, and you know, let's chat, educate me a bit. In my experience, propane grilling does not really add any kind of flavor to the hamburger that I couldn't have just done on a regular skillet.
That was the thing that I was thinking about. Yeah,
and so I would say either go charcoal because you're serious and you're gonna get good, or you're not, and then okay, maybe you gotta spend the extra $100 and go pellets to get the smokiness, but with better, easier
control.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. Pellet, I would suggest pellet, but uneducated.
I was thinking about because I mean, yeah, I was thinking about because to me. Propane just seems like, yeah, I just turned on a fire that's outside.
Yeah.
Like, there's like, what's the flavor build in it? Like, charcoal, like, I get it.
I know that open flame probably produces a slightly different flavor than a skillet, but not one that I notice unusually, and certainly not as good as, again, a cast iron pan seasoned with lots of butter.
Yeah, you can't put butter on a grill.
No,
that is.
My vote's pellet. My vote's pellet, but you know, it's your dough. But
yeah, just depends how much I'm gonna actually spend on it.
So yeah, cooking, home defense, some pragmatic uses of could do some good with it. I think it's fire. It's just cool. I think that firebending is one of those things you could wake up every day of your life and just not get bored by the fact that you're a firebender.
I did forget. I used to be somewhat of a pyromaniac when I was a kid.
I am still a bit of a pyromaniac. I still got problems.
But I used to go on the side of my house and take matches and like because wow, I must have a problem there because I remember I used to do it in the kitchen, just in the middle of the kitchen. I would just and watch it go out. Or I would light it and then turn on the sink and watch the water extinguish it. And then my dad came in. He was like, "Have you been lighting matches?" I'm like, "Because he can smell that matches have been." And then he didn't. I didn't get in trouble. I mean, he sternly talked to me. he didn't whip me or anything like that. I say in such a cavalier way. But and so to hide the smell, I would take the matches outside. And light them outside. So I must have been such a problem that my dad's warning did not cause me to. What caused me to stop was that I had lit a match, and like I think it lit too close to my finger, and I threw it. I just threw it on the ground. I took it and threw anyway. I threw it on the ground, and my mind was like, oh crap, I could have caused a big fire. I could have threw this at like leaves and stuff, but it fell into a tire that had water in it. Like, it just happened to, the thing is, a little match. Well, I guess it depends on
the time of year. I mean, Oklahoma time of year. Goes through some pretty bad dry spells.
Yeah. 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 And so like that one scare of me being like, oh, I could have done something really bad. I stopped light matches. I think it's water had a problem.
I love a good bonfire, and not a bonfire like, oh, you know, let's like have people over and sit around and eat hot dogs and drink beer. What I was like, okay, those two, sure. But I also just like bunch of brush into a pile and set it on fire. My moment was, I was older. I don't know how old, but old enough that I should have already had a better respect for it. But I didn't douse the like some ashes properly. And Chris, I scooped them out of the fire pit, right? Because the fire pit was getting too full, and I was going to dump them in like a ditch next to a fence that we had. And it was still like hot enough that it started cindering, like smoldering the wooden fence. Yeah. And I saw it out the window. Like, I know, right? Could have set a fence on fire. And so I, you know, ran out and stopped it. But like, that was after I shoveled it, like doused it a little, not good enough, obviously, and shoveled it and moved it. And it's still just the heat gets hotter and hotter under there. And Gio's showing me basketball scores, but I'm not going to say it out loud to not spoil anything.
Yeah, I'm recording it.
Oh, York. Okay. Got nothing then. Nothing. Did you watch the one earlier? I didn't see that one either, Chris.
I did, yeah.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, Pacers lost.
Okay. That could, because that's going to be a weird series if something didn't happen. Anyway, long story short, I had my come to Jesus moment. Probably older than I should have been. Not probably, definitely. Anyway, don't play with fire.
Looking back, there was definitely, I might have been a crazy kid now that I think about it. I once got, twice, I got in the front seat of my parents' car and just went. my mom one time left us in the car where she went to the grocery store, and so I go in the front seat and I put it in. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just and then the car goes out to the middle of the, it's just slowly backing into the middle of the street. I really have no memory of this. But apparently someone came out and helped us.
Apparently.
As they saw. And then I did that another time. My mom parked the car in the driveway. And I get in the car and I... and I do the same thing. But this time I put on... My older sister outside and I put on the brakes. She's like, what are you doing? And then she got in the car and she put on the brakes and put it in park. And like, my parents never said anything about why the car was up here in the driveway, but then was backed up.
They each assumed that the other parent did it for sure. Each one. Yeah. They're just like, oh, she moved it for something.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh. All right, what are we on?
I think you're three.
Three. My three is flight. Okay. Flight's great. Yeah. It's like the quintessential power people wish for, would love to have it. Yeah, just the freedom that comes with it. It'll be the most fun element, I think. The most fun element.
The airbenderiest thing that you could do. Just like fly up into the air to a comfortable temperature and just float. Just be there.
Yeah.
Levitate up in space.
I'm sleeping 20 feet in the air all the time. Taking a nap.
If you could do it asleep, right? Like subconscious flight.
Yeah.
Until you start sleep flying, that's gonna get messy. It's like, where's Dad? I went a little too high on his sleep again.
He slept for 8 hours and the world turned. Actually, I think he was.
Honestly, that would be funny if you got 8 hours worth of turn. You're like, ugh. Landed in, what's 8 hours? Oh, Italy. Yeah, 7 hours right now. Right? Yeah. Seven time zones different. You landed in Italy, gotta get back home.
Number two. Awesome. My number two is metal.
Great choice.
Some of my favorite
great choice.
Superheroes are metal benders. Even though they call them metal benders, they're just magnetism is really the power that they use. From static to magneto, metal is destructive, and it's just it's very controlling. Like, it's very powerful, especially in the modern age. It's like nothing could hurt you because every weapon is made of metal. It's like, oh, you got guns? Okay, I don't care. Nothing. Like, oh, I can easily bind you with anything really around us. Metal, so cool,
fantastic. My number two is Earth, and I like everything modular. I like the idea of just like as I need, like I need another room in the house today to do this activity. There it is. I need this kind of space. I need this defense. I need projectiles. A means of travel, but it's kind of cheating, like flight, right when they like airbend the thing that they're standing on. Feels like cheating, but yeah. I'm going to go with it and say, it's like a cool hoverboard. There's so many things that, like, my favorite parts about bending that kind of originate in earthbending. And I can't get over just the idea of, like, just making something out of the finest, you know, sand or earth or whatever, just as I need it. And then it's gone. I love it. I don't know why. The earth is my playground, pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
And then my number one is metal for all the reasons that you just said. I think Zhaofu is maybe one of the best parts about Korra altogether. It's like, no, that's perfect. That's exactly how that shit would go down for me as well. As I'd build a city, but this is what we did. Stopping everything, not stopping everything. The ability to stop or prevent or redirect, block most things. The villain, Gia's in here, so I can't spoil. The villain of season 4, the way that he or she uses metal bending, I think is fun and creative.
Yeah.
I love it. There's metal bending is like the peak of practical plus violent plus cool plus everything. Everything metal bending. That's my one.
Yeah, absolutely. My number one is lightning bending, and that is very stereotypically black of me, because like lightning is like, it's a, I don't know why,
yeah, but
so many black superheroes.
You ranked water pretty low too, right, Chris? Is that how? Anyway, sorry.
I love swimming. I do love swimming. I used to love swimming all the time.
And I don't, so here we are breaking only, stereotypes.
Only out of my family, oh shoot, out of my family growing up, only 3 of us knew how to swim. And my family, my wife does not swim, and none of my kids do because they're never around pools. And I didn't do that thing that some parents do where their kids are like babies and just
throw them into the water.
Yeah, hand them off to some instructor, and the instructor's like, you don't want to be here to see this.
You're gonna, this is gonna, like, hurt, I'm gonna, you more than it's gonna hurt them.
Like, I'm going to possibly kill your, feels like I'm gonna kill your baby.
It's
in those videos, I'm like, nah.
It's hard to watch that with other people's kids. Can you imagine being the person who had to do it? Like, I'm just gonna throw this baby in that pool.
Who came up with it? Feels like, guys,
a psychopath. Probably the same person that invented the lobotomy. Yeah. If I had to guess, same person.
Yeah. Trust me on this. The human body knows how to swim instinctively. Let me see your baby.
Give me the baby. And the first person, you see, the first person did. The first person's like, oh, he seems like he knows what he's doing. As the second person's like, mm-mm. I do know how to swim. I don't really care for it. I'm more of a float in an inner tube type.
Oh yeah, floating's great. Yeah. Floating's so good.
Floating's peak.
That was the best thing about being in wherever I was at, Bimini, Bahamas, because you know salt water helps you float on. I can't float. I thought I figured out how to float when I went. I was like, oh, well, I knew the salt was helping me, but I thought, oh, I figured it out even even more. Like the saw is almost like a like training wheels.
Yeah, you learned how to find your center when you're laying back.
Yeah. Yeah. But I went somewhere and was like, no, I'm drowning. No, I'm drowning. I can't do it. Someone needs to add some salt in this water so I can float.
Oh, jeez.
But lightning. Love lightning bending. It is like, oh, man. It's a superpower that I really wish I had. Like, I really... the ability of lightning. Something to... Something about lightning and...
If I'm much more attracted to it if there's more control over it, right? But in the show, they always present it so much as like a... As like,
you're just unleashing a lightning strike.
But like, what if it was controllable? You know, I'd be much more interested, be much more high on my list.
So the only one that actually... So to me, most lightning benders don't bend lightning. They just release it. The only one who is actually like bending lightning to their will is Azula. Like Azula can make balls of lightning. She can make projectiles. She can shoot it and control it in a different way. Like no one else, everyone else just unleashes a lightning strike and a direct thing from their hand, while Azula can control it a lot better. So I would take it either way. But, like, you gotta have it the way Azula does it. Azula can also do it, like, in small portions. Like, she has the best control of lightning than any character.
That, to me, is way more appealing. Like, hey, crap, I didn't charge my controller. Here we go. you need a jump? Like, here you are. There you are.
Yeah. You don't want to shoot a bolt of lightning at your car. At any.
Oh, Chris, it's gonna work. Trust me. Just like that time I saw that car on fire at was recent, right? Was that Hanover or something like that?
No, Subway.
Subway. Oh, Hanover was where I saw the other thing. Never mind.
No, that was IHOP.
Oh, it was IHOP. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Funny. I took Gio to a Waffle House at like 2 in the morning on our way to the plane. I was like, it's a rite of passage. Let's go to a Waffle House. 2 a.m. See if there's a fight. There wasn't a fight. It was a decent Waffle House.
To me, Waffle House is so overrated.
It is. But I gotta be honest, I say the same thing about IHOP. Like, they're just decent breakfast restaurants, which is fine. I put
IHOP on a way higher level than the Waffle. To me, the Waffle House, like, their waffles are good, but like, oh, but also, you're more of a waffle person than I am.
Waffles are better, first and foremost.
KFC's, I had KFC's chicken and waffles. Their waffles, I really like their waffles.
I love chicken and waffles, but I still want my syrup on the side because I don't want the syrup on my chicken. But as a meal, it's like a top three meal for me, probably.
It's like cinnamon rolls and chili.
I want them together but separate, which now that I say that loud, it's one of those things that sounds pretty bad to voice.
You know what? Last time I had cinnamon rolls and chili, I actually was like, you know what? Let me try it together. Let me just see. Because some people eat it together, and so I did, and I was like, you know what? It's not bad.
But is it better than having them separate?
It just gives you a little different taste. I would never eat the whole meal like that, but I was just like, all right, I got a couple of bites that I want to play around with. It wouldn't be the first bite, and it wouldn't be the last bite.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Palate cleanser on each side, a sorbet, if you will.
Yeah.
Chicken waffles is just, in a literal sense, two of my favorite foods together. It's fantastic. Where's the best chicken waffles I ever had? Probably a question for a different day, but maybe in an airport in Atlanta, Georgia. Airport food is always overpriced, and sometimes it's just not as good as the not airport versions of the same restaurants. But whatever restaurant we ate at, maybe it's because I was starving. That was delicious. Chicken and waffles. What was the name of that restaurant? I'll find it later. Lightning bending.
Yeah, that.
that's our every sub bending and bending type ranked ever. Gio, quick, what's the best type of bending?
I'd say earth bending too.
Earth bending. He's He's a practical guy. He gets it. Okay, but would you rather Earthbend or Metalbend? So not Earthbend and Metalbend. It's like, no, you got to pick.
Earthbend.
You'd rather Earthbend. Okay.
I like just creating wool.
I do too. I just like the idea of building sandcastles, but that are massive. Absolutely. Oh, also, we decided while you were gone that airbenders bend nitrogen, specifically gaseous, into nitrogen. We formalized it in our headcanon. It's important stuff. Geo, finish Korra so we can talk about it. Anyway.
Started today.
You started season 4?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. That's our bending rate. Thanks for listening in. Leave comments, likes, thumbs ups, click on bells, positive reviews, all that stuff. We appreciate it all. Thank you so much for doing that. My name's Sean Shaler. That's Chris Ward. And we will see you next time, maybe to talk about Korra with Geo. We'll see.
Goodbye.